This goes to Brian Thwaites, Thwaites, PAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Al, A-L, Sebring, S-E-B-R-I-N-G, date of birth 4-2 of 1949. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Sebring with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, microalbuminuria, and mild hyperkalemia. His last visit was June 16th of this year. He has lost 6 pounds over the last 6 months, and he recently was told that his potassium was mildly elevated, so he is trying to follow a low-potassium diet at this time. He's feeling well. He denies any recent hospitalizations or procedures. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, lisinopril 40 milligram daily, and then diabetes medications. Metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Also Jardiance 10 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 217 pounds. Pulse is 92. Oxygen saturation is 90% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Pulse is 92 and irregular with a controlled rate. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 10th, 2025. Creatinine 2.17 with estimated GFR of 38. Sodium is 138, potassium is 5.4, and his normal levels are generally 4.8 to 5.1. Usually 5.0 would be his average potassium level. Carbon dioxide, 20. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 114. And his last hemoglobin was 13.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. He will continue to have labs checked every 3 months. 2, hypertension is currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 4, microalbuminuria on a maximum dose of lisinopril. 5, mild hyperkalemia, and will follow a low potassium diet. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.